The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee, and he entered a village. As he entered the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Brian. Well, last week, I talked to you a little bit about how just small steps in faith can lead to big changes in your life. And our gospel reading today, one of the lepers, of the 10, came back to Jesus because he had been healed. And he was healed, and Jesus said this to him: it was because of his faith had made him well. You see, the leper took one step to come in front of Jesus, and it changed his life forever. That happens to us sometimes, too, in our lives. Just one step in faith can change where we are going. Now, yesterday was my 17th anniversary to being ordained to the priesthood, and my faith walk started way before I became a priest in 2008. It started a long time ago. And I was asked today to share my testimony, to share my faith walk and how I ended up here with all of you. Now, some of you that have been here at Christ the King for a while, I've been here 9.5 years, have heard bits and pieces of my story, my testimony over the years. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, and it's a little unnerving, okay? So I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with me right now, because it's to tell it all out in one time is a little bit hard. Now, I grew up Roman Catholic. I was Roman Catholic until the ripe old age of 42. Which seems a long time ago now. And I think even as a youth, when I was a young child, I heard God's call on my life. But as a girl in the Roman Catholic Church, I wasn't sure how to live that out. So for many years, I thought, okay, God's calling me to be a nun. Okay, until I hit about 13, and I discovered boys, and they were pretty cool. And I was like, oh, this nun thing is going out the window. That isn't happening. So then it's like, what do I do? What do I do in the church? So the only thing that was open for me was really, at that time, to sing in a choir. So I did. And that worked for a while. And then I went off, like many of us do. We go off to college, or we go off into our careers. And I did both of that. And the further I went, the less God informed my life. I became what I call today a CEO. Christmas and Easter only Christian. Yeah, but I had it all going on. I was working in a high-paying, high-tech job. I was making close to six figures, and back then that was quite a bit of money. I never thought I'd be making that kind of money. And I had everything going great in my life. So God was there, but not there. I didn't really think about God that much until I went through a divorce. And I had two kids that I knew needed some spiritual guidance. And I was in a spiritual crisis myself. I tried to go back to the Roman Catholic Church, but I was a divorced Christian by then. And then I found Johnny, and we got married, and I couldn't take communion. I couldn't do things in the church. And so I was searching for a place to be. And I found something that God is not only in our joy. God not only meets us in our joy, but God meets us in our low places in life too. And so in this spiritual awakening that I was having, I was looking for a place to go to church. And I was singing with Sweet Adelines in Dallas, in the Dallas area at the time, and one of my chorus members said, I go to this church, this Episcopal church in Plano, Texas, and they have like over 30 people in the choir. Be very jealous, you know, Jeremy and the choir. And I'm like, you know, that sounds like I love music. I'm going to go check this place out. So I went. Johnny and I were already married, but I went to church by myself, and I sat in a pew, and I just sat there and listened. And it was like the first time I really heard the good news of Jesus Christ. I've been a Christian all my life, but I went to that church and I heard from the pulpit, the pastor, the rector, and it was like he was talking directly to me. I finally saw that, you know, this was a place where I was going to find some healing and acceptance. And I went there, and some of you may know the rector of that church that I went to in Plano, Texas. His name was Father David Roseberry. Any of you remember him? Oh, yeah. He was the curate here and the youth minister here at Christ the King. It's amazing how our lives have crossed. And it was Father David that I heard preach the gospel for the first time, and I was on fire. I wanted to come to that church. It was everything I wanted in a church. The liturgy, the spirit of that church, the hope that I felt at that church. It was just one small step of coming to a church that a friend had invited me to that changed the whole trajectory of my life. Each step we take, each step that I took, brought me closer and closer to where God would have me be. But don't worry, if you take a step in faith, you're not all going to be priests. I'm going to tell you that, okay? But you never know where God is going to take you. So I took that step of faith, brought Johnny along. He started working at the church where we were at. And I joined choir, and I started Bible study. I'd never done Bible study before. Johnny bought me my first Bible in year 2000. It was my first personal Bible. And we started reading scripture together. And it was the first time I ever done it. And this church in Plano, Texas, had an average Sunday attendance of 2,400 people. I know that's hard for you all to believe. I know that there are Episcopal churches that big, but it was 2,400. We hold about 200. I'd have to have 12 services to have that many. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. Three is about all I can handle right now. But so that's where, and I started doing Bible study. And one day they asked me to, and our Bible study, there was 100 women in this Bible study, another thing that kind of blows my mind. And one day they asked me, Anita, would you lead us in prayer to start this Bible study? And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was in the Roman Catholic Church, and I knew, you know, Hail Marys, Our Fathers, maybe an act of contrition. I didn't pray extemporaneously. Don't ask me to do that. But I asked God for some help. And I don't know what I said, but God got me through it. I didn't have a heart attack. And there was many more heart attacks along the way as I was stepping out in faith, saying yes to God. As I was doing all this, my time and talent in the church, we came to our first stewardship campaign at Christ Church in Plano. Never been through a stewardship campaign before in a church. And Father David challenged everybody in the pew. This is back when people actually had checkbooks on their possession in church. And he asked us to take out our checkbook and write a tithe of what we make, our salary. And I felt very convicted because I felt like at that point in time I was tipping God. I had, like I said, a very high-paying job, almost six figures at that point. And I kind of poked Johnny and I said, I'm doing it today. And I think he almost had a heart attack. And then this thought went through my mind, now I wonder if he means on net or gross. You know you have thought about that too. I'm not the only one that's thought about that. So I wrote the largest check I ever wrote to the church that day, and I never stopped. We've been through some ups and down times in our ministry, but we've always tithed whatever we could to the church. But it was like my time and talent was easy to give over to God. My money? That was a lot harder. That was a lot harder. But when I put my treasure under the authority of God, my ministry, my faith just took off. And it just started happening so fast. I can't tell you how fast it happened. I was teaching Sunday school. I was doing this. I was still in the choir. And then our associate rector at Christ Church decided he was planning a new church in Frisco. And he needed help doing that, and he asked for families that wanted to go plant this new church. And I felt called to do that. And I told Johnny, I said, I feel like I need to go help Father Clay plant this church. Well, in order to do that, I had to go part-time at Texas Instruments. So I went to half of my salary at Texas Instruments. I was a manager at the time. I went back to being an individual contributor, took a pay cut, took a lot of cuts. And then I became the office manager of this new church plant in Frisco, Texas. I had to find them a place where we could have a church office. I had to find a place for us to worship in. I had to set up books. I had a master's in business, but I didn't know anything about doing all of that in a church. But I said yes, and God went with me and helped me to do that. And I spent about a year at that church, and God put on my heart to go to seminary. I thought God was calling me to be a full-time Christian education director in a large Episcopal church in the Dallas area. And that's what I was, so I went to seminary. I went to Southern Methodist University to get my a master's degree in Christian education. That was my plan, that I was going to be a Christian education person. But then God, in my second semester, I took a word and worship class, and it's the Methodists. They let us do everything. You know, it wasn't an Episcopal seminary. And they said, we want you all to in your tradition, to go behind the altar and do, the Eucharist for, you know, your classmates. Just say the words. And I'm like, when am I ever going to get a chance to do this again? So I'm going to take this chance. And so in our Episcopal tradition, I stood behind the altar at Perkins Chapel, and I can tell you, I had a visceral reaction to that. I got chills, and I heard a voice said, "You belong here." Talk about almost having a heart attack. That was one of them. It's like, no, 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 God, you're not saying I belong there. No, I'm a Christian education director. I want to teach kids. That's what I want to do. No, you're a priest in my church. You belong here. Well, God and I went back and forth a long time on that. Because I didn't even like to read in front of people in church, let alone preach eternal significance. And but God got me through that, obviously, as I stand here today. I'm going to kind of, you know, and as I look back of my, you know, being ordained for 17 years, I can honestly tell you that in high school and college, I would not have been voted most likely to become a priest. I'm just going to say it there because there's children involved here, okay? Yeah. I think my brothers to this day, like, our little sister's a priest? That just, you know, I was the brat. I was the youngest of three, and I got my brothers in a lot of trouble growing up. But yes, God, it was just took one step at a time. And if God had shown me where he was taking me, I would have been Jonah in the whale, you know? I'm like, yeah, I ain't going that way, God. You're going to have to do something else. But God knew my spirit. God knew how I would do it. And he led me to my husband, who I can tell you to this day, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. Because he has taken care of me. I call him the wind beneath my wings. And it's been through his support that I can be here for all of you. If it wasn't for him, I would not be here. But it just takes one step at a time. One step that accepting a call from a friend to go to a church that changed the whole trajectory of my life. God is asking each one of us to take steps. You just have to say yes to just one small step in your faith. And you never know where God is going to take you. Because it's a journey, and we are all walking this journey. I'm not there yet. I don't know where God's going to take me from here. But I know that God has a plan for each one of us. So just take those small steps and let God walk with you on the way. Amen.